and another month, it's going to be even thicker and thicker and thicker. So what is God telling you? Clean the dust now. Yeah, but it's going to come back. Who cares? Now clean the dust. What's going to happen next month? That's a different problem. The whole house is dirty. I cannot clean the house. If I have to clean the house, I need to work it for 2 weeks. So I'm not cleaning. Are you stupid or something? Clean at least the entrance so you can go in the house. Yeah, but it's going to get dirty again. Why bother? He says, what do you mean, why bother? Because right now you're in or you're out. If you clean, you're in. If you don't clean, you're out. But it's going to get dirty. So what? This is Yetzirah. It says, but we all know, if we clean every day, is it harder or easier to clean the next day? It's easier. In other words, it's not just God telling us do a small thing and that's it. The idea is that this small thing is going to bring you eventually to do another thing and another thing and another thing. I always remember when I started giving lessons. And, you know, the beginning is very hard. You know, I don't come exactly from, a rabbi family, or that somebody that all his life was sitting in yeshiva and learning. I was not exactly the best student in the world, I must say. I spent more time outside school than inside school. And people were laughing at me when they saw me coming. Here, they say in Hebrew, here comes the kaitan. The one is in kaitana. You know kaitana when you do in the summer holiday, a summer camp? That's why they used to call me when they saw me. Because they only saw me here and there. But one day something happened. And the biggest lesson I got in my life is when my mother, Allah Shalom, died, and my brother came to me and says, let's learn through the year, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Mishnayot is a skula. Mishnayot is the letters of neshama. So Mishnah is something you learn in order to elevate the neshama. He says, okay, no problem. He says, no problem. I buy the kehati, which is easier to learn. And they deliver me this box like this. I look at it and says, who is going to learn this? I'm crazy. The next day my brother comes, gives me a list. He says, you see, this list is how to learn the whole Mishnayot through a year, which is divided to the days of the year. So each day you learn. I says, you know what? Let's do it. Let's start. And I put a V. One day, 2 days, whatever, at least I started. But you see, the thing is, it was around 10, 15 minutes to learn this thing. And I put a V. And then I put another V. And another V. And then you look, you see, wow, Baruch Hashem, look how many V's. And then I learned another lesson. You don't look at what's left. You look at what you did. What you've done. Then you get this great feeling that you're doing something. And I was the only one who finished this Mishnayot through the year. My brother, which is a Talmid Chacham, who sits and learns the whole day, he didn't do it. My younger brother also didn't do it. I was the only one who did it. And this was a lesson for me for life. That everything big starts with small steps. And this is what God is telling us. God doesn't want us to do one mitzvah. He wants us to try to do more and more mitzvahs. But God knows exactly that if you promise to do a big thing, you will collapse. You will stop. So God tells you, one step at a time. And you will see where it's going to lead you. And each one of us got those powers. The point is, do it step by step. Don't take on yourself something you cannot deliver. And believe me, you don't even know how much power we've got. Because if somebody would have told me years ago that I will give lessons and I will write books on Parashat Shavua, I would laugh him in his face. Me? By the way, I was not the only one who was laughing. A lot of people who knew me were laughing. But, you see, you can do it. And everybody can do it. The point is, you have to start. And the best time to start is when we start a new year. The Torah is telling us, Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. The Torah is also telling us, Lo rechokai, it's not far away, it's not on the other side of the ocean, and it's not up there in the sky.
It's very close to the earth.
It's also written in our parasha. Ki ha-mitzvah hazot lo rechokai, lo me'ever layami, lo bashamayimi. Where is it? It's the power of your mouth and your heart. In other words, כי המצווה הזאת אשר אנוכי מצווך היום לא נפלאתי ממך. It's not something unbelievable. ולא רחוקי. And it's not far away from you. לא בשמיים. It's not in up there in the sky. Le'emor mi yaleh lanu. Who is going to go up and bring it to us? Ve'lo me'ever layami. It's not over the ocean that we have to send somebody over the ocean to bring it. So where is it? Ki karov elecha hadavar. It's so close to you. Beficha u'bilvavcha la'asot. With your mouth and your heart you do it. There is a whole discussion what we're talking about here, if it's the Torah learning or it's tshuva, because we are standing in front of Zek, we're talking about tshuva. In other words, nothing is far away. It's so close, but it's not only with the mouth and it's not only with the heart. We need both. In other words, to say I believe and I do and I this, but do nothing, means nothing. To do things without intention also is nothing. So we need the heart and the mouth. In other words, doing things, but with the heart, together with the heart. And then, it's very easy. It's so close to us. And everybody can do it. And God is telling us also in the parasha, Ubacharta b'chayim. I put in front of you everything. You choose life. Who is going to not to choose life? Do you know somebody not going to choose life? Everybody normal will choose life. I must tell you, what is life? Lately, I'm writing about it in the Daf of Shabbos. I had a pain in my leg. Then the pain in the leg went. I had a pain with my throat as I hardly talked. Then I had my eyes starting tearing. And I'm thinking to myself, what's happening here? I'm falling apart. And then I thought to myself, 1 minute. There is a lesson here. The first lesson is, don't take things as granted.
Don't take things for granted.
Because, oh, what's the problem? I talk. What's the problem? I walk. What's the problem? I see. Yes. This is everything from God. If God wants, He can take it like this from you and you've got nothing. And you have to thank God that you can walk. And you have to thank God that you can eat, that you can speak, that you can see. Everything you have to thank God. But there is another lesson here. And I thought to myself, maybe I walk to places I shouldn't walk to. Maybe I look to things I shouldn't look. And maybe I also talk things that I shouldn't talk. You know, things just tough, especially before Rosh Hashanah. So you have to think, that's doing tshuva. That's realizing and saying, God is helping you.
Yosef is always looking for reasons. Why? Maybe.
There are reasons for everything, I'm saying. But all the idea is, first of all, if he's looking for reason, this is already tshuva. So sometimes God sees us, we're getting like to a routine. So God thinks, oh, 1 minute, 1 minute. Oh, I'll give you a pain in the leg. Not understand what I'm talking to you? Okay. Next morning you come, you want to talk in shul, you cannot talk. You still don't understand what I'm talking to you? Okay, now we'll deal with your eyes. That's life. The problem is we don't always learn. When we talk, I don't talk to you, I talk to myself.
That's
life. You know, another thing, it's amazing. We look at things and we think we know what we see. It's also wrong. We should look in things, inside things. A few days ago, I went to my father-in-law grave in Netanya. And say, Tehillim, and there's a guy coming out. I go to the car, go in, and this beggar comes to me asking for money. And then he's asking, can you maybe take me down? I've got problem walking. So I says, you know what? Go in the car. Goes in the car, starts blessing me. Oh, what blessing. Says, and then, I'm not living far away from here. Maybe you can take me home. I says, you know what? If he's already there, take him home. Is it not far? No, don't worry. Take me, says, get right, left thing. And we come to this neighborhood with all those villas, all those beautiful houses.
No.
He says, here, stop here. When I live in there, I make sure I look in the mirror to see if he's going in the house. He's going in the house. Take me, says, what's going on here? Is this guy crazy?
The menake, maybe.
He's not the menake, believe me. He looks like the menake, maybe, but he's not the menake. I don't know why he did what he did. Maybe he's boring. I don't know. He's quite old. Maybe just playing around. Maybe he's collecting for somebody else.
It was a test. God was testing you.
That's why I'm thinking about him. What is he doing? I understand. What, the test is a test, of course.
He's a messenger of God. What do you think?
But the thing is that God wanted to tell me something else. A test was if this guy was really a beggar. It is a test anyway. But why did God take me to his house to show me that he's not really a beggar? Because God wanted to tell me something else. Not everything we see is what it is. And that's also a big lesson for us. We judge people the way they look. We shouldn't. For good or for worse.
It's difficult sometimes.
I know. Could you believe the story I told you now? But he's taking me. He's telling me take me home. You know, we got all those play games. But he wouldn't tell me after collecting money in shul. Okay, take me home to my villa. He wouldn't tell you. But this guy. Not only he wasn't stopping blessing me in the car, and then he said, "Do me what?" God was sending him. Everything is from God. But God wanted to tell me a lesson.
Yeah, that's right.
Try and see things not only from the outside.
Did you stop tearing your eyes?
I went to the doctor because the doctor in shul says, it's okay. It's a virus. In a few days we'll go on. Then there's another guy says, "What do you mean? You go to the doctor whatever." So I went and gave me drops, and it's much better now. I hope so.
Because you saw it. But it was also a test if you go and take him home. Because a beggar, maybe you are afraid.
I tell you the truth. In the beginning, I didn't want to take the beggar in my car.
No.
But then I said, you know what? I'm only doing a mitzvah already. I'm coming to this ointment, I said, healing for my father-in-law. I'll take
but
the guy.
He dressed like a beggar.
Yes, he was dressed like a beggar.
You know, there used to be a guy in Ranana who had a slick during the war, and he used to walk around. He was like the poorest guy.
Which idea? A fortune.
The thing, what I'm saying is, this is not, you have to understand, what I'm talking about is not the beggar, is a beggar or not a beggar. The lesson here is, don't judge people from the way they look.
No.
It doesn't matter what. If, for example, somebody looks like a rabbi, it doesn't make him a rabbi. Somebody looks like a beggar, doesn't make him a beggar. The same thing.
And yet they say, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck,
you see, sometimes all those things, it's like,
maybe,
you know, yesterday we went to a wedding.
He's a dog.
You know, you cannot dance on two weddings. Yes?
Yes.
But here in Eretz Israel, you can do it.
Yeah, because
we went to a wedding where they had two holes.
Both next to each other.
Yeah. And a friend of ours were invited to two weddings. They didn't realize that it's the same place.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to do. And they didn't want to insult one of the... And then they found out, they looked at the invitation again, and said, 1 minute.
It's the same place. How it's possible?
So they danced for two weddings.
Right.
So you see, sometimes all those things you say, sometimes they do happen in life.
Yeah.
And I want to finish this shiur with, when we're talking about the meaning of life and what is life, where really we have to understand, what do we do in this world? And where do we put our efforts? What is the right thing? What is the wrong thing?
Important.
What? Yes, of course. What is important? What is less important? Our parsha is talking about Pen yesh bachem shoresh pore rosh ve'la'ana. The guy who decides that he doesn't go in the right way, he goes in his own way. He went through, let's say, 20 Rosh Hashanahs, 20 Yom Kippurs, and still everything is okay, so he doesn't care about it. The problem is that this guy has got an influence on us also. And this is something we have to fight. We have to understand and realize where it is Yetzer Hara and where and how to make the right decision. Because a lot of times in life, we try to convince ourselves with things that we want to do, but are not really the good things to do. So you have to be very careful with this. God put the neshama in the body. And the neshama with the body are not exactly seeing eye by eye.
Eye to eye.
Eye to eye. But God put it together. Because there is a reason. And the reason is that we have to join forces and do the right thing. The neshama without the body cannot exist in this world. And the body without the neshama can also not exist in this world. In this world, only the combination of the neshama and the body can live together. And that's a big lesson for us. That's the reason the neshama came to this world, to do a job. But sometimes this job is not fair. What does it mean it's not fair? You want me to do really what the neshama wants, yes? But where are we?
In the material.
Which is the world of the body, not the neshama. Is this fair?
No.
So how do you want us? Well, where is the fair fight? We're talking about God. How do we fight?
Transform this world in a...
Barati yetzer hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. I created the evil inclination, but I also created something that is going... And by the way, if God is saying it, so there is only one way to fight Yetzer Hara. What is the way? The Torah. There is no other way. Don't try even, because he is much stronger than us. So God is giving you... For example, if you have a treasure that is deep in the ocean, you can train a dolphin to go and get the treasure. But the dolphin cannot come out and live outside the water. He has to stay in the water. But the problem is that God takes me and put me in the water and wants me to bring the treasure. How can I bring the treasure? If I try to do what the dolphin does, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to drown. So how do I do it? Got any idea?
Yes.
You know what?
You rent a special clothes to go down in the water, special with a mask with oxygen, and then you...
This is our special mask. You see? So you can go through life in this world when you take the Torah. The same way as somebody, if he wants to take the treasure deep from the ocean, so he can go and put how do you say Khalifat Slila? How do you call it?
A diving suit.
And dive into the water and bring the treasure. So God gave us the best diving suit in the world to bring the treasure. And that's the Torah. That's our power. And with this power, we can win everything. I told you, I think in Shmoneser we have Ashivenu Torahtecha, Bekaveinu Malkeinu La'avodatecha, V'achazireinu B'tshuva Shlema Lefanecha. And we talked about it. The first, how do we do tshuva? First of all, the Torah. Learn the Torah. Secondly, do the mitzvahs. And then, the tshuva will come. That's the order. And we say it every day on Shmona Esra. In other words, it looks very hard, but it's not so hard. As Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. If we will realize, understand, that our way is the way of the Torah, and we don't do it by ourselves, we're standing together with each other. We're going to daven Rosh Hashanah berov amadrat melach, not davening alone. We're going together to listen to the shofar. We're going together to daven. We're going to help each other to go through this period of time. This is a special time that we can help each other, and all goes up. Because when we stand in front of God and tell God, help us, He says, did you help your friend? Forgive me. Did you forgive your friend? If you did it, God is going to do it for you. And even though we listen to all those curses and we realize that if you don't do what God wants, oh, what's going to happen? God gives us a solution. Be a part of Am Yisrael. But being a part, not passive, active. You have to understand. Be active. What is being active? Help each other. And it cannot be even small things. It's like I give a shiur during the week to sometimes two or three not religious people, not religious guys. They come every week and we learn together. And one of them has got all those questions all the time. How to do this and how to do that in the business. How to do this, how to do that. And it really wants, it needs the help. So even a help like this to tell somebody how to daven, where everything is written in the Siddur. And I'm sure that you all came through those situations in life that somebody asked you. So sometimes we've got no patience. Oh, leave me, I want to daven, he's disturbing me all the time. So don't forget what is important and what is less important. Put things in the right proportion. Yes, of course it's important for you to daven. But the whole idea of davening together is to be together, to help each other. So if somebody needs our help, even something like this, we have to help him. Ezrat Hashem, that we all will be blessed with a beautiful year, a sweet year, a good year, with health and happiness and wealth and everything we need as tools to make this world a better world, to be better Jews, to do good for each other. And when you do good for each other, we do good for God. So, Lishana Tova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova, and all the best.